Hello and welcome to Noodle Soup, the only place you're going to find broth-y goodness and spiritual facts. I'm your host, Trey. I'm here today with TV repair people, Connor Howington.
Oh, no.
Ryan Hutto.
Kill me now.
And Savannah Witten.
What does this thing do again?
Exactly. Today we're talking all about whatever we're interested in, because we couldn't find a topic for the show.
Woo!
Let's get started.
Table talk, bam!
Table talk, 2000 and whatever it is. Let's talk about one of your favorite things. What do you like to do pretty much every day? Go, Savannah.
I like to watch Castle, and I like to take pictures on Instagram. And I like to sleep.
Connor?
I just like sleep.
What do you like to do every day?
I guess I like to read a lot. Maybe. Play guitar a little bit. Listen to music, definitely. Sing in my car.
Oh, I forgot about all that.
Yeah. Big stuff right there.
My bad.
Rai, what do you like to do every day?
If I'm not working, I'll usually sleep.
That's it?
That is what my life consists of nowadays.
We have such boring lives.
I do
sleep and watching Dancing with the Stars with your father.
No.
Oh, I'm
it's a beautiful thing.
No.
You know they have like four couples in the finale.
I do not care. I do not watch that. I just
she's about to have a serious conversation with you about it.
She's gonna try. I have no idea about it.
She's gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, did you see last week's performance?"
It's just weird because they made four couples in there instead of only three. I'm like, they threw off the entire mojo of the show. What's up with this?
I have no idea.
They should name it Washed Up Celebrities That Can't Do Anything Else, so they come here to dance.
Hey, they're not all washed up.
Name one person in there that's current.
Zendaya.
I don't even know who that is. What does she do?
She's that girl off of Shake It Up. Not the redhead, but the one.
What is Shake It Up?
Oh, my Lord, you do not know.
Is that like a Disney channel?
Yes.
Then it's worthless. No one watches the Disney
Channel. Jacoby Jones is relevant.
Who is Jacoby Jones?
You guys are so not up to date on people.
Does he have a Super Bowl ring
yes,
on his finger?
Yes, he does, actually.
From when?
Last season.
What, was he the manager?
No, he was like a... He was...
Being the towel boy does not consist on being a winning
person. He was on the Ravens, and he, like, won. He, like, did something cool, and he has a Super Bowl ring now. You guys need to learn your people. Lord of mercy.
I don't care about famous people, Savannah. They don't mean anything to me.
Yeah, they mean nothing.
You just need to, like, learn names and faces. Didn't y'all learn nothing from that game we played last night?
Yes, we learned.
I wasn't there.
No. Well,
yeah, you should have been there. It was fun.
I was doing a fundraiser for a mission trip.
Which is also fun because it has the word fun in it.
Fundraiser. LOL.
I'm an adult, so I do adult things like nothing.
You play with your kid.
I read a lot of news. I stay up on tech things. Did you guys know, like, was it Flickr got bought for like $1 billion?
Yeah.
What?
Man.
Wait, well, I thought it was Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr.
Yeah.
Like $1 billion.
Yahoo, and everybody hates them now.
$1 billion.
That's
why couldn't I have invented a place that you could take pictures and put them on the internet?
I love it. I love Tumblr. I have one.
I have one too, but I never use it. Castle.
Yes.
I don't know what your obsession with 1800 century medieval castles, but I hope it works out for you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
1800 medieval what?
I know. Connor's the only person that understood that. I was going to say 1900s, but...
I don't approve of this.
No one... We all hate Castle.
I'm not going to talk about Castle. I was going to talk about a post I saw on Tumblr. About Yahoo buying them or whatever.
Yeah. They got bought.
It was like, everything's that will happen when Yahoo buys Tumblr. It goes through a whole bunch of pointless crap. Then it gets to heroin will be legalized. George Bush will become president again. Korea's going to bomb the United States. And then the last one was World War III, all because Yahoo bought Tumblr. I was just like...
Yeah, they bought Tumblr, and then they did a They did a complete redesign of Flickr.
No, it was not a punchline. I was just reading this past.
Does that affect y'all? Is Savannah the only person that uses that? I have one. I never use it.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does.
So. I've been there like twice, and I find some interesting things. But
do any of y'all use FaceTime?
Ew.
Savannah, well, it's,
FaceTime?
Oh my God, there's an alien in the television.
Oh, your God.
Yeah, he's probably like my God, too, just alien. Saying.
I'm sorry, but there's an alien.
He's surely alive.
Ah, I see what you did there.
There's an alien in my television, guys.
So, speaking about aliens, talking about FaceTime, do you guys use that?
I have it on my Mac, but since it's, like, usually designed for phones and I have an Android, not really.
Lame.
Well, AT&T was like, if you like to use FaceTime over cellular networks, we're not going to let you do that anymore. Because it's taking up a whole bunch of our databases and you're sucking our internet down. So by mid-June, they're like, we're not going to let you do that anymore.
That's funny.
Sucks to suck.
I don't know. They always go back and forth. They'll be like, we're not going to do it. And then they'll be like, eh, yeah, sure, why not? By the way, you're going to have to pay $50 extra.
Oh, nope.
Yeah. That sounds about right. I think the second option sounds more realistic.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be like, oh, yeah, it's free for $30 a month. So, well, that whole question worked out for no. Oh, okay, yeah. Ryan likes to do something active. Oh, gosh. Savannah, do you know how hard that's going to be to edit out?
I'm sorry, but it's not only an alien on my television. It's a fat alien, and it has hair.
Who cares? What are you watching?
Weird Science. We went over this already.
Oh, it's from the 80s.
Did all of the 80s have big fat aliens with hair?
Pretty much.
With big...
Have you seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure?
God bless you. What did you just say?
That's pretty funny.
Because, let's face it, there was a giant alien with hair, and they jumped into each other and made a super giant alien with hair.
Oh, I remember that. It was so awkward.
I'm gonna go with the...
Anyways, okay, Savannah, stay focused.
Okay.
All right, so we talked about things that we like to do. New iPhone 5S. Anybody gonna get that whenever it comes out? I am.
Nope.
No, I'm broke. Well, Ryan, you finally gonna join Team iPhone?
What?
If somebody would give him one.
Yes, I have $400 billion to spend on an item that is just as good as my Android.
Mine was only $50.
Yeah, but you probably didn't buy the brand spanking new one.
You don't need the brand spanking new one. I do, because, well, it's better than mine, so I'm going to get it.
So obviously you need it.
I do need it.
To your being.
It is essential for my ministry.
Your being.
And being.
Or your ministrying.
How will I be an effective youth minister if I don't have the latest, greatest technology,
Connor?
How will
you exist without the latest, greatest technology?
I assume I wouldn't. I'd cease to exist. That'd be terrible.
That's the news.
Anybody waiting for anything to come out? Like, you're like, oh, I can't wait.
Battlefield 4.
Castle Season 5 on DVD.
I heard there's a new 24 season coming out for Fox.
I did hear about that, and I'm
going to be all over that.
I'm so ready for that. I'm ready for...
ready for Jack Bauer to save the world again.
Ready for The Sims 4.
Sims 4.
2014.
Oh. I still play Sims 3 every now and then when I want to murder people. Connor, play Sims?
Not at all.
You should.
Why?
Finding Dory, 2015.
I hate that show. I'm going to hate it. I hate it. I didn't like Finding Nemo. I'm not going to like Finding Dory.
Catching Fire?
Especially since it's a knockoff.
Catching Fire. I hate The Hunger Games with a passion.
What?
I think it's the worst book ever written.
I like Jennifer Lawrence.
And are you listening to this? He just said The Hunger Games is the worst book ever written.
My sister
likes it. It is. I read all of them,
hold on, terrible. Have you read the Twilight series yet?
That's the worst set of books ever written.
I'm pretty sure that tops it.
Yet is the problem in your question, Ryan.
Yet.
I will never read that because I don't like the premise of any of it. But I read The Hunger Games because people were like, it's amazing. And I read it. And I was like, well, I'm invested. And the first book was horrible. And so then I read the second one. And the second one was horrible. And then I read the next one. And the next one was just as horrible. And if you like reading anything, don't read that. Because it's 17 chapters of being inside someone's like freaking narrative about how they go back and think about bread. I wanted to strangle myself.
This is the Hunger Games.
It was a struggle to get. Yeah, all of it. It's written poorly by like a fifth grader. It's horrible. It's terrible writing. And the movie was even worse.
Oh my gosh, I love the movie.
The movie was horrible.
What?
What was enjoyable about that? What'd you like about it?
I loved the movie. I loved Jennifer Lawrence. I loved Josh Hutcherson. I loved the movie. It was a really good story. I think.
How is
not
being
the premise
locked
of the story itself, just the way it was acted out was really good.
What? No, it's still terrible. It's a terrible movie.
Okay, you go ahead and think that, buddy.
And everyone in the world know that. That's not a 14-year-old girl.
Aaron, you cannot take my phone and give your opinion.
Oh, my gosh. You know how hard this is going to be to edit out.
Oh, jeez. Annoyance.
Hey, headphones.
See, guys, this is why we're not allowed to have nice things.
Aaron says your opinion is invalid.
Actually,
she's
my
12 years old. Huh?
Very good.
Her opinion is much less valid.
I hated the entire show. Everything about it. I hated the actors. I hated everything. It was horrible.
I thought it was good.
I think it was terrible. In every way it could be.
That was the weirdest movie I've ever watched in my entire life.
I'm glad it's finished.
Me too.
So, Connor, what do you like that I can rip apart?
I don't know. I like Jesus. You can rip him apart. Go ahead.
I can't. Uh-oh. He's too big.
Is that a fat joke?
Yes. He's very overweight with love.
Overweight with scripture.
I like C.S. Lewis. Can you rip him apart?
Yes.
I like
C.S. Lewis.
I don't watch TV, so I don't have anything for that. Oh, I like Mythbusters.
I used to watch Mythbusters until they got like really. They were like, "We're gonna try the most random things
ever."
Yeah,
they
I like more science.
Yeah, the science isn't really that great sometimes, too.
Yeah, did y'all see that new thing, Brain Games? I just saw like the commercial for it, but it's pretty cool. Anybody else? What's something new that you're into? Anybody?
Wait, before we move on from television shows, I saw the weirdest show on television the other day. It was called Bet on Your Baby.
Oh my gosh, I've seen that once. Emily likes it, and I'm just like, I hate it.
It was.
They're like, is little Timmy going to catch a ball? And the parents are like, if we say yeah, if they get it right, then they'll be like, he gets $10,000 in his college fund.
Yeah.
Have you seen Splash?
That show.
Isn't that the show that everybody loves? And you
what?
With all your being? Splash?
Yeah, I hate Splash. Emily likes it. Again, another show. I think she likes things that like you don't have to think about. Because she like works and thinks all day, whereas I just have random moments in my brain all day. And so she likes to come home and just be like, I don't have to think anymore. And I'm just like, I hate these shows so much. It's like they're going to jump into a pool off a diving board. And that's the show. What?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We're literally giving up on television. Though I am going to watch Under the Dome because I've read those Stephen King books back in the day.
There's really not any new shows that I'm like waiting to like see on TV. I'm waiting for Bones to come back because I'm very angry at how the season ended.
Boons.
I'm very angry at how last season ended, so they better do something to fix it, or I'm going to go bananas on something.
I tried to watch it, but I just couldn't get through even, like, the first episode. I just don't like it.
The girl's voice annoyed me.
It just depends on what season you come in on how.
Well, I tried to watch, like, the first season, because I can't just watch something from, like, season 4. I have to watch, like, the very first season. I can't just jump in the middle and be like, whoa, the water's great here.
The first season made me mad just because of she was just such a butt. But she gets better. She got better when she had a baby.
I'm not going to watch it. Just not going to happen. Just like I really wanted to like Lost, and I tried to watch it, and it was terrible. Like, I tried to watch The Office, and I wanted to like it, but I just don't like that kind of humor. Yeah. It's just really stupid.
Well, I don't understand why people like Grey's Anatomy so much. Anyone else want to, like, tell me why?
Well, I mean, it's like a hospital show, and then so you get, like, medical people, and then it's got, like, romance and everything else. I watched, like, 2 seasons with Emily, and then I don't know what it's on now, but...
Well, Meredith just had a baby.
I don't know who that is anymore. That was literally when it came out. So that was however many seasons it is. That's however many years ago. So that could be like 6 years ago.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's a long time.
I just know that someone had a baby, and there was a plane crash at the end of last season. That's about all I know. And like 4 people and a chihuahua died.
That last part was rather...
Did y'all watch that Kevin Bacon?
The Following?
Yeah, did y'all watch that?
I watched a few episodes. It was
good. That was good.
Shut up.
It's good.
The way that it ended, though, I was just like...
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
What? Kevin Bacon was a scientist. 2.
Kevin Bacon is delicious.
He only agreed to do the show if it was only like 18 episodes a season. That's the only way he would agree to do it.
I like short seasons.
And there's no hiatuses, so it's like back to back.
I'm pretty sure he made the scientific method.
He probably did.
You know, his name gets thrown around like you have, like, 100, like it says, 50 years ago, someone's read on the internet, we had...
Oh, yes, Steve
Bob, we had Bob Hope, we had...
Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Now we have no cash, no hope, no jobs. And it's like, please don't let Kevin Bacon die.
That is true.
I love bacon. Oh, Lord, I cannot have no bacon in my life.
What?
Yeah, never mind.
Anything else y'all are looking forward to or watch TV-wise that you're like, this is amazing?
I don't watch TV.
Castle Season 6.
YouTube?
I do watch YouTube.
What's got going on?
What do you watch on YouTube, Connor?
I watch nerdy physics and science videos. And theology.
Do you watch Vsauce?
I do. Oh my gosh.
I like Vsauce.
Oh yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Don't watch the old stuff, though, because it's really ridiculous.
Yeah, I try to watch things that, like, interest me.
Yeah. The old stuff is, like, just, like, bad video game humor. Pretty terrible.
I like Vsauce. Anybody else? YouTube? Your favorite channels?
I like watching the Russian Badger.
I watch SourceFed sometimes. If it's like a good news article, I'll watch it. But for most of my news, I get it from Reddit. So there's that.
I like the Screaming Goat.
I'm not entirely sure Reddit is a very...
Dude, Reddit is beautiful for news. Whenever that Boston bombing happened, like, it was ahead of like TV. There was like a person there like typing up everything that came off a police scanner. Like, it was a group of like 8 people.
All right.
Yeah, it's beautiful for news. It's got some weird other stuff. Don't wander too deep in that.
That's big sense.
You'll get caught. Yeah, be careful.
It's like YouTube.
Keep your filters on.
Yeah, you can wander in some pretty weird places in YouTube. Like salad fingers.
Yeah. Like people jumping on balloons.
That's mild.
That's all they do.
That's mild from what I've seen.
Not whenever you're in a full zipper suit and it's just like a man jumping on balloons. And you're like, what is this? Why was this on recent popular?
I don't understand.
I've given up hope on humanity. All right, so let's branch out of entertainment. Anything else? What do you guys else want to talk about? Books.
Books.
Connor, you like to read? What's something that you're reading?
The Bible.
Besides the Bible.
I knew that
was coming. Besides the Bible.
Systematic Theology by Norman Geisler.
Oh my gosh. I think I have that book.
It's ginormous. You will know if you have it, I promise.
Yeah, I remember it being like really, really big. I think it's on my bookshelf.
Yeah, I got like 5 pages into it right now.
Blow your mind.
Oh, it will. Oh my God.
Some people don't like using like commentaries and stuff like that, like theological references.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? These people are obviously smarter than I am.
Can you explain the vertical form of the cosmological argument for God's existence?
No, but that guy can. So.
You have to say exactly. Peter, those of us who are complete idiots.
Oh.
Thanks. Thanks.
Any other books that y'all are currently into?
I just finished reading The Adoration of Jenna Fox, and that's creepy as I can't even begin to tell you.
What is it about?
It's like this girl has just woken up from like a year-long coma, and she doesn't know anything like about herself, like who she was before her accident, and no one will tell her anything, and so she has to like kind of figure it out on her own, and when she finally figures it out, it's like creepy sci-fi mess. I'm like, what?
It's pretty cool.
It's weird. Like, I don't...
Ryan, give away books? We'll count anime.
Wait, what?
Graphic novels.
Novels? Oh, no, I don't...
Comic books.
Books and stuff? I haven't
they
read a book
read.
Since high school, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
You gotta read. Expand your mind. Let's see, books that
reading,
I'm currently on.
I've also been reading Psychology, A Journey, the 4th edition, for my psychology class.
Sounds interesting.
Wait, aren't you, like, done with school?
Yeah, but I still have the book.
Oh.
I haven't sold it yet.
I've been reading The Dresden Files in my spare time, whenever I can.
So much of.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty short. They're not, like you could get done in about 6 hours. So,
it's not too bad.
That's a pretty short book. There's like 13 of them. He's a detective wizard.
Detective it's kinda, wizard?
It's baller. However, it's got some graphic things in it for like I think book
like,
5.
Like Song of Solomon graphic?
No, not that graphic.
Okay.
But just like adult things happen. But that's it. There's only that one thing, one instance. Besides that, it's written very well. Yeah, he solves crimes, and he's a wizard. I mean, it's like, perfect. And he has a cat. It's even better. Mister. He's a 30-pound cat.
30-pound
cat. And a ghost flies up in him and walks around during the day. It's baller.
That
read it.
Sounds amazing.
It is amazing. You'll be like, wow, this is amazing. I'm on the 12th book. I think I've been reading it for like, a year. I'm on like the 12th book. I'm almost done. But yeah,
Space Odyssey.
There's that. Space Odyssey.
Al 3000 or 2000, whatever it was. That's a science
like Space
fiction
Odyssey.
Classic. Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, I like it.
You're a science fiction classic.
You know what's a good, going back to TV, if you like sci-fi stuff, Battlestar Galactica is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah,
if you got Netflix, 30-day, you can pretty much pick up a 30-day free from anywhere, except us.
You can even get it
and,
from Tobuscus.
Yeah, you can get it from Tobuscus and SourceFed and everybody. And like 30 days, watch Battlestar Galactica, you'll be like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's like God and religion and politics all wrapped up in a giant space sci-fi thriller. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Make you weep. Not really, unless you're cutting onions or really emotional. But there's that. Anybody excited for any new movies coming out?
I want to go see the new Star Trek movie.
That is amazing.
Into Darkness.
I would highly recommend you go see that.
My dad saw that.
Seen it?
We went to on my day off after on my day off, quote unquote. We worked forever in the yard, and then we went to see Star Trek Into Darkness. You like 20 minutes into the movie, and then you're on the edge of your seat for the rest of the movie. Like, you don't get a rest either, so be prepared.
The old grandmothers will die by heart attack.
Yes, yeah.
Good.
If you have the
good,
if you're weak of skull brain, it's not going to be fun for you.
My skull brain.
Have you seen the first one?
First one, as in the very first one?
Not the originals, but you saw the first one? Yeah. Okay, that works. Yeah, because I kind of wish I saw the originals first, because from what my dad told me.
Again, Netflix. That's all up there.
I'm pretty sure I could just go to my grandparents' house. They still have it on VHS. They had like the entire box set.
It's like, it's terrible quality. Just go Netflix 30 days, boom.
Okay.
720p.
Well, that's going to do it here for us at Noodle Soup. Thanks for listening. This show was so long that I think it could be a whole other show, so you may be seeing part two. Probably not, because it was just a bunch of jibber-jabber. But thanks for listening. Thanks for taking your time to hear about our wonderful table talk. If there's anything that you would like us to talk about here on Noodle Soup, please tweet me. I'm at Trey Guillory, hashtag Noodle Soup Questions for all your Noodle Soup needs. See you again next week, and enjoy the summertime. And as always, may the soup be with you.
Okay, this is really, really weird.
What is?
I just saw my dad commented on one of Aaron's like posts about best friends, and I'm like, Dad, why are you friends with a 12-year-old on Facebook?
Why is he not friends with a 12-year-old on Facebook?